Hello, respected viewers. So welcome to my channel. And this is about the quondam president of the United States, Donald John Trump, being indicted. So it's very recently, the very first time a president was charged with a crime. Now, no mugshot's been released. They didn't do the perp walk and so on. But it was trailed about a week earlier. He said he expected to be arrested, last Tuesday, but that didn't happen. And this is all goes back to the Stormy Daniels payments, because he was having an adulterous relationship with her around about the time his youngest child, Baron, was born. About a month after Baron was born, he copulated with Stormy Daniels, a pornographic actress. And there was a non-disclosure agreement which he signed with her, and using the alias John Baron, which he's frequently done, and said that she mustn't disclose any pregnancy information, for instance. If he'd impregnated her, she didn't give birth to his baby. So far as I know, he did not impregnate her. But she broke that when he became president, told all, it's deeply embarrassing. I think he tried to take legal action against her. But the point is, he got his then fixer, Michael Cohen, to pay the money to her. He later reimbursed Michael Cohen. He put it down as a campaign expense, but that was a lie on a legal document. It's fraud. So he's charged in the state of New York, which is his native state. Now, he claims it's been prosecutorial misconduct. He's been bailed at the very least. He was in Texas campaigning, saying that he's innocent as possible, that anybody who's against him is a leftist lunatic, and so on. So some Republican Party politicians have spoken up for him. A number of congressmen have described this operation of the law as being outrageous, and so on. And the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said what the New York District Attorney had done was to irreparably damage the nation, which is astonishing that you think that upholding the law, that charging someone when there's prima facie evidence of a crime, is somehow irreparably damaging. But, you know, there are over 3 million people in the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people are charged with various crimes in the United States each year. Why does this one irreparably damage the nation? All the tens of millions of people who have been charged with crimes down about 250 years of American history, that hasn't irreparably damaged the nation, but this charge has. And Mr. McCarthy went so far as to claim that this was a bid to interfere with the 2024 election. But that is, of course, preposterous. Just because President Trump would like to be a candidate in that election, he's not a candidate yet, that doesn't make him somehow above the law. There is no immunity for someone who's not a current president. The man who was Secretary of State under Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, claimed that this was it was being misused as political prosecution. It was a tool for abuse, and on and on and on. You know, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who's Trump's main rival to be the Republican nominee next time, he said that this was un-American, which is what a staggering thing to say. And obviously, Ron DeSantis is not an ignoramus. He graduated from Yale. He's a lawyer himself. He claims that the legal system has been weaponized in furtherance of a political agenda, which I don't know of any evidence of that. But, you know, Trump is a man who's committed a whole litany of crimes. It's staggering. His collar hasn't been felt. Trump University, a massive scale fraud worth several million dollars. It's just endless what he's done. Anyway, if Trump happens to be in Florida, he won't assist in the rendition of Trump to New York now. But nevertheless, I think you can't actually prevent it, so far as I know. But we'll see. Anyway, it's Mr. Trump said that he would go to the free court of his own free will, go to court. But that's it. You know, the man who used to be the governor of Arkansas has said that it's a dark day. However, he didn't say it was wrong to actually charge him. Now, this seems to have redounded to Trump's benefit, because he's risen in Republican polls. So he always likes to be the center of the cyclone. And this is working for him. So, the Fox News has given this wall-to-wall coverage, a news channel which often demands extremely harsh punishment of the most trifling misdemeanor. But if you're a rich white male, well, it's completely different. You know, Ted Cruz, that senator from Texas, who came runner-up to Trump for the Republican nomination in 2016, Cruz is a man who insisted that a person serve 14 years in prison for stealing a stapler. Yeah, that's right. 14 years for a stapler. But a man who will defend Trump's crimes no matter what they are. Staggering. I mean, the hypocrisy, the double standards, it's just mind-blowing. Or as Trump would say, it'll make your head spin. But anyway, Trump is using this to demand donations. Way back in 2016, he said he would be self-funding. Lie. He was always pleading poverty and getting donations from his dupes and so on. So it carries on. Cory Booker, who's a senator and a Democrat, in both senses, he correctly said no one is above the law, of course. So there's no disapplicability of the law when it comes to a former president or someone who's prominent or wealthy. They shouldn't be treated with undue consideration, nor exceptionally harshly or anything like that. So, well, mugger. But anyway, will he be found guilty? They say that they were actually chary about going ahead with this, because how do you distinguish a campaign cost from a personal cost? And that is difficult. Can they find him guilty? Will there be Trumpists on the jury? We shall see. But anyway, he might be convicted, but there might be a whole host of charges that will follow in its train. Presumably they only went forward with this, so they're quite confident of getting a conviction. Obviously not certain. Would he plead guilty? Would he get some sort of misdemeanor? And things like that. So lying in an official document, but he doesn't seem to be perturbed about it, playing the martyr, which is obviously quite astonishing, bearing in mind that Republicans are often lacerating the left for their supposed victim mentality. So he paid $130,000 to her to persuade her not to squeal about this. So the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is the one who ran the investigation, and that he'd obviously been in touch with Mr. Trump's lawyer to agree to Trump to hand himself in, although the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, he wouldn't actually say what the charges were, first of all. So President Trump has declared Florida as his major domicile, and he's probably going to fly to New York on Monday and then go to court on Tuesday. It was thought this all happened like almost a week ago, but it hasn't happened. So it's been widely leaked. So there'll be an indictment hearing in court that will take 10 minutes, not much more. So obviously as a erstwhile president, he's still protected by the United States Secret Service. We call them Secret Service, not very secret. Those men in suits, maybe there's some women I've never seen any, who'll be around him 24/7 for the rest of his life to try and ensure that he doesn't get bumped off. Goodness, it all goes back to 2006. His extramarital affair with Stormy Daniels. Anyway, there's nothing illegal about the non-disclosure agreement, or indeed getting Michael Cohen to pay the money and later compensating Michael Cohen for that expense. It was the lying about it. He falsified his business records. It's a crime in the state of New York to do so. This could also break election law, because the purpose of paying Miss Daniels not to reveal her extramarital affair was he thought that it would be damaging to his political prospects. So we shall see. There's almost a year and a half to go before they choose their Republican nominee. Now, Trump could die of a heart attack in that time. There might be some sort of scandal. I don't think anything will shake the faith of the true believers. Biden could die. Something else could happen. Will Trump go for the Republican nomination? He says he is going for it. I think it's about an 80% chance that he will. And he's ahead of Ron DeSantis in the polls. Though some people say the Republicans are tiring of him. At the moment, it doesn't seem like that. If he goes for the Republican nomination, will he get it? And I give it something like a 60% chance of that. Would he win an election against Biden or anyone else? I think that's rather lower. Maybe about 20% chance that Trump comes back as president. His number one support is obviously Vladimir Putin, who's praying that date, the 20th of January, 2025, comes on all the sooner. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.